My fellow humans, I am Benjamin Fulford, spokesperson for the White Dragon Society. With me here is Chodoin Daikaku. He's the head of the world's martial arts societies, and if necessary, and in an emergency, he can summon up an army of 200 million people worldwide. Here on my right is Alexander Romanov, who is a grandmaster of an Illuminati group that claims to have started the French, Russian, and American revolutions. As you may know, there has been a battle going on over the future of this planet. The Western countries have been taken over by a mafia organization, all composed of members of the same clan, and they're not Jews, okay? They worship Lucifer. And they want a world government controlled by them, with the rest of us in perpetual debt slavery and drudgery, and with no hope of ever ruling our own destinies. We offer a very different vision. We offer world peace. We offer $100,000 for every man, woman, and child to be delivered in the form of schools, hospitals, free education, nature preserves, and all the sort of things that most people want. We all want to stop world poverty. We want to stop environmental destruction. And we all wish to have a prosperous and happy and peaceful future. And that's the alternative we are offering. Thank you. Now, I'll have Mr. Ronov speak and then Mr. Cholowinson.
Hi. Yes, thank you. This is the first time I've ever been on this kind of show. So I would like to thank Mr. Cholowinson for having me. I understand that Mr. Chodoin is a good friend of Vladimir Putin, his teacher, in fact. So I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate Mr. Putin on his election victory. He has done an outstanding job, in my view, of rescuing Russia from the parasites who tried to take over in the Gorbachev era. He's clearly the most meritorious and best qualified person to lead Russia, as was demonstrated by the will of the Russian people in the election. Now, in the Western media, there have been reports of fraudulent, flawed elections. So I want to say two things. Firstly, the corporate-controlled mainstream media is a joke, an embarrassment, and disgrace. And it doesn't really matter what they say. And secondly, as far as fraudulent and flawed elections go, surely the biggest example is the American election. What choice do the people have? Two super rich, corporate-backed candidates who will, regardless of who wins, they will represent their super rich friends, the 1%. So that's my opinion. And good luck to Mr. Putin. I hope he continues to do a very good job, as he has done so far.
Okay, Chodoin
san.
Translate?、今民主主義特にアメリカで腐ってるわけで誰が大統領になろうとしても結局お金持ちの 1% の代理にしかならない凡人の代理にはならないから壊れてると仕組みがだから、これから世界の仕組みをもっと変えなきゃならないということをおっしゃいました。
まあ、今の世界の混乱状況を収めるにはですね世界観を持った、宇宙観を持った、偉大なる指導者が必要であるということです。
You know, in this era of confusion and turbulence, you need a leader who has a world view, a universe view, a powerful leader.
ワンワールドを作るためにもですね、それだけの強烈なパワーが必要なんです。
In order to have world peace and humanity united in harmony, you need strength.
そのためにはウラディミール・プーチン。
So you think Putin may be one of the people who can do this?
これがいわゆる神がこの地球上に送った偉大なる指導者の一人であろうと。
He is one of the leaders who came here at this time of change on our planet. And I have proposed also to the Japanese government and peoples to set up an international meritocratically staffed organization called the International Economic Planning Agency that will have 200 times more money than the World Bank spends. And it can accomplish the jobs of ending poverty and stopping environmental destruction within a matter of months. Instead, we have these warmongering, incompetent criminals who have no idea how to run a planet, who somehow found themselves in charge and thought they were God. Well, they're not.
I disagree with that a little bit. No. I think these people who are ruling the planet know exactly what they're doing. They're not stupid. You see, we have this, the way I see it, we have this one planet here, and with 7 billion inhabitants. And for some reason, there's a very small number, a tiny small number of, a very small minority of people who think that this planet belongs to them and that they can do whatever they want with it. And they've been doing this for forever now. And it's time that this ended. You know, who are these people? Yeah. Who died and left them in charge? Well, one good thing is that we know exactly who they are. And it's not even the 1%. The 1% have nothing to fear from the revolution. It's the inner circle of the 1%. It's a group of roughly 6,000 individuals, mostly old men, and we call them the Old World Order. We know exactly who they are. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Jewish bankers in Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, what do you call them? The Bushes and the Clintons. And on the other side of the Atlantic, you have the Vatican and Queen Elizabeth in England. These people have ruled this world forever for their own personal benefit, to hell with everyone else. These people have everything. How much more do they need?
Yeah.
They will never stop, and to hell with everyone else. And you know, half the world's population lives in utter poverty and misery, while these people just have more and more and more, and they'll just never stop. So the time has come for us to stop them. And this is what we will do this year.
Yeah. They call the people their subjects, which means slaves. Under a yoke, a slave. They think of us as slaves. We're not slaves. We want our freedom. We want to choose our own futures for ourselves. We don't want nasty, low-paying jobs and a boring future with a media that lies to us day in, day out. They've tried to dumb us down, drug us up, reduce our population by planting infertility drugs in various household products. And they're doing things, for example, Bill Gates' foundation right now in Africa is forcing people at gunpoint, families at gunpoint, to sterilize their daughters with vaccines. These are the kind of people we don't want in power anymore. And we're going to remove them. That's a promise. This year.
You didn't translate what I said.
Oh.
Well, you don't have to. It's okay.
Chulwin-san, do you have anything else to say?
まあ先ほどのプーチンがなぜふさわしいかと世界のリーダーに。このいわゆる彼が身につけたパワーはどこから来たかという。彼は柔道の五段、ブラックベルト五段なんです。
うん。
プーチンでから柔道を取り省けば何も残らない。
うん。
彼のパワーの全てが日本の武道から来てるわけです。
Okay. He's saying that the reason Putin is a strong and desirable leader is because he studied judo. He has a fifth degree black belt in judo. And it's the Japanese spirit of Bushido and the martial arts that gave him his strength.
では日本の我々の武道とプーチンの武道から生まれたパワーで世界を変えることができる。
Yeah.
我々には柔道、空手道、合気道、世界に2億のやる
Yes, the international associations of Bushido, Karate, Judo, Kung Fu, etc. can muster worldwide at any given time 200 million people. And they only fight under the code of chivalry, which is you don't attack women, children, and non-combatants, which is what the other side has been doing. He believes that with Putin's help and the martial arts societies worldwide, we can cause major change. And of course, the Illuminati, who are throughout the Western intelligence agencies, military, and this is not the Italian Illuminati, this is the Gnostic Illuminati, and they want meritocracy, rule by the people who are the best, people who work their way up the system, not people who are born into it and given it, have it given to them, even though they are often not very bright. That is not a good way to have a planet run. They want a transparent pyramid that anybody can climb to the top, and everybody can see how they got there and why they got there. We don't want hidden people using secret societies, murder, bribery, and lies to rule us for selfish purposes. Those days are over. Humanity will be set free.
I like what Chodorin-san said earlier about Japanese TV. And of course, that applies to the media everywhere. It's designed specifically to dumb everyone down, just to laugh at whatever nonsense. And not think for themselves.
And so is the education system. It's been designed to compartmentalize your brain. Everybody in the high-level education system is trained to think inside a box, not outside of that box. A specific category of knowledge and thinking. They don't want people to know what's really going on.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Just one last thing, and this is a little bit different. It concerns the secret of the Illuminati. And the only other time I've been on video was with Benjamin, and what I said was that the great secret the Illuminati are keeping is that the Abrahamic God is in fact Satan, which is of course absolutely true. I mean, but we have known this for thousands of years, ever since the ancient Gnostics, that the God of the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims is none other than the devil. However, the real secret for 14,000 years that the Illuminati have kept protected is evidence which incontrovertibly proves the existence of a technologically advanced pre-flood civilization. I'm talking about Atlantis. They were on par with our own technology, and this has been totally erased from our history. And why has this happened? Well, obviously, so they can insert this devil, and in that way brainwash and control the human race, which they have done exceedingly well. But we have preserved these secrets, and we have the evidence, and we will present the evidence, which proves the existence of Atlantis.
And I want to make this very clear. The God of Jews is Yahweh, the creator of the universe. We didn't create ourselves. Something created us. We all must respect the creation. That means respecting nature and other human beings. However, I have, by directly talking to these elite people, come to the understanding that they actually do worship Satan. Amazingly as it is, we are ruled by Satan worshiping gangsters. That is the horrendous fact that decades of research in the field and through texts has shown to me. And these people have come out of the woodwork. We know who they are. And they know we know who they are. And they're scared. And their only hope is to surrender ASAP.
Well, they've had their chance to surrender. And it looks like they're not going to take it. So we're going to force them to surrender. And just finally, I have a message. Where am I speaking? Over there. And this is to Queen Elizabeth directly. Aunt Elizabeth, Isis is very upset. She wants her crown back.
Okay, thank you for listening. And remember, we all want world peace, an end to poverty, an end to environmental destruction, and a future of wonder and awe and pleasure, not this nightmare planet we have now. Thank you and bless you all.
Thank you, Chodorin-san, for having me.